podcast.shapelessmatch.com. You're the man now, dog.
Yo, 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 keep the shapeless mass, and then we do it and we spread through some gaping gaps in the hole in the system. We spread some gas and hoping that lots of y'all cats laughing. Yeah, splendid, and I do it like a dentist, cause I mimic none. Cause I'm coming through authentic, and my man coming through EVA technique, and then he do it so bad when he freaked the beat. Because I speak and I protect unique, and I coming through with my left hand with a girl named Tam. Why ask why when how is so much better? Do it with the sweater or the pleather. Rocking the quarter boy, spreading so much joy for street corner. What? Bussin', coming through eruption like a volcano. All you cats say no to my flow when I come through with the groove. When we coming through in fours, and there's so much more in store on the podcast, making sure y'all laugh. This is how we do it, and we straight come across, and we flip it, and we coming through epic. Sir Mildred on my right hand, and he's skeptic, saying that I need to shut it down with the flow, because I come through and I do it like a pro. And matter of fact, this about to be the end, except now you know I'm like your best friend. To your eardrums digging it, this is how we do, like some penicillin filling it, reeling in, every cat fishing. Now y'all cats drifting on the podcast 21.
Welcome. How you guys doing?
Yeah, a little live goodness there.
That's cool. That was very cool.
So what's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Welcome to MassCast 21. You know me, I'm EVA. Am I right?
Tammy. Hi. I'm back.
Yeah, Tammy's back. Another repeat guest to her right. This is his third/second episode.
Yes, this is my third in presence.
This is our 21st podcast, so we're legal now.
Yay!
So we can get
some. All right!
Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Johnny, a.k.a. Saint Salah.
And that was him freestyling, that was me on the table.
That's a good shit, man.
That was really good.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to take full credit for it, even what Johnny did.
Thank you.
I was expecting like more beats to come in and
no,
stuff.
No, he's the man, so what can I say? Do you hear that, world? Master. This is the man.
The man. I tried. No, but
nobody spits like this motherfucker.
We got.
And we're going to play some more of your shit.
Yeah, we're definitely going to play some Saints a lot.
We're going to play some.
remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
Tell them about the LXE. What is LXE?
Let me
hold on.
Introduce yourself and then
I'll. Everybody knows who I am. I'm Sir Mildred Pierce. You ain't got to introduce me.
So anyway, that's my man. That's my man, Sir Mildred. But regardless, the LXE. The LXE is a compilation, a congregation, like a mass collective of
a communist compound,
a force in hip hop, which is undeniable. I'm telling you, we bring cats from damn near all four points of the globe. We've got like spoken word hip hop. We've got your old school type hip hop. We got your true school type hip hop. We got your new school type hip hop.
What about the thugs?
There's absolutely no thug.
Well, you should hire one.
Shit,
on our stuff. I mean, there's none of that stuff, man. I mean,
that Captain Nemo looks pretty tough, though.
Captain Nemo is a crazy dude. I mean, like Captain Nemo, if you try and battle this man, you're gonna lose. I'm just telling you.
It's
like
good
this.
Shit. It's good.
What rips you apart?
What's the address there?
www.soundclick.com/LXE. All right,
easy.
Check it out. It's really easy. I mean, it's really worth your while. Like, let me just, you know, emphasize a couple of the artists on there. We got Captain Nemo, aka Tony Oscar, Anton Oscar. Yeah, John Black and his really blazingly hot lyrically and beauty wise woman, Miss Knox. She's fire with the lyrics, y'all, and she's dope, she brings it good. We got the derelict MC producer, Nasty Man, again, with the skills and with everything. We got the Human Torch, we got Mix.
And all these people he's talking about are all over the country.
They're all over the world.
Where's Captain Nemo from?
Captain Nemo's in Canada. Colossal's in England. Ali, which is Captain Nemo's producer, this man's over in the Middle East. I mean, we've got people everywhere.
So it's basically an internet band. So.
And it is on the internet, but however, because of the fact it's on the internet, we don't have the problem with styles bleeding over.
Yeah, but you know who they really shine with is Saint Hilla.
Soundclick.com/Saint Hilla, my only website, really, you know.
For now.
The music.
Tell me how to spell Tilla, because I even got misspelled.
Oh, I'm sorry. SaintTellah. So, no, but really, though, you know, check out the websites. It's really great underground hip hop for your ears. It's substantial, not a whole lot of cursing. It's really beautiful music, ladies and gentlemen. But.
Okay, we're going to play Captain Nemo.
It's the LXE. It's our theme song, basically. And Tony, you are the shit, man. Everybody in this room needs to give a round of applause to fucking Tony. Oscar, you can catch Captain Nemo. This dude is bad. It's a treat to my voice. It's into my heart every time my eyes and every time I see this.
Bring it on. Let's play it.
LXE, League of Extraordinary MCs. Breathe deep. Quartermains hunting you down, slaughter your brain. Saint Hilla's jumping you clowns, ordering chaos with Agent Sawyer and the immortal Dorian Gray. Miss me to Harko, drain the blood from your veins. The great Nix and John Black ready for combat with Ms. Knox. Rodney Skinner's behind them, but you can't acknowledge what's invisible cause you're blinded. Dr. Jekyll is lurking on rooftops, turning into Mr. Hyde quick. The derelict searching for heretics to crush with brute force. Maniac Jack the Ripper's at his sides, never satisfied. Sherlock Holmes looking for clues in the homes where the murders occurred. CSID, it reads P.I.G. The Phantom of the Opera's with Captain Nemo in the Nautilus. Truth and T.O. nonconformist, helping Mina to cast Dracula back into the darkness as Anubis. Reincarnated as Van Helsing, next to him dressed in black with a mask and two daggers. V for Vendetta, suspect one, government rebel, like Dr. Sim the Scarecrow, as Imperial Link, daring you to flow proper, scaring you to think. Prospero the Magician's the last hero in the edition. Jeeba's casting you back with strange tales into your brain cells prison. Campion Bonds recruits champions, James Bond's ancient ancestor. Great minds relate, and Napalm spits bombs like straight napalm. So attack us like the castle of Warwick. I rap more sick than terminal disease orphans. Lyrical contortion, subliminal torture. The victory is flawless. Here's a burner, please orphans, as a criminal rap consortium. But I'm back in the Nautilus, preparing the attack and offense. They had my digits in the system, but they lost the prints. So now I'm back in digital like Bobby, carving your earwax into tracks envisioned by Ashari. In your vision like Atari, whack cats couldn't harm me. I calmly snap facts back at them like Marcus Garvey. Make you hearken like an army drill sergeant. Arakiri, spill my guts out like kamikazes. Ill from the nut house, bombing Nazis with allied forces. The League of Extraordinary MCs. More than four times more minds than the Fantastic Four or the Four Horses. Twice the Wu-Tang Clan in proportion. Who could stand a fam that nice in an offense? LXD, of course, kid. Stand in our way, you get offed quick.
Song. We've actually had some people join us. We've got John now and Megan, who for some reason we're calling, I guess it's her shirt.
I think it's Harley.
And we have a new segment this week. Unfortunately, I don't have enough for everybody. But we're actually going to start sponsoring products, though they don't even know we're doing it.
Okay. Right?
Chocolate Pop Rocks.
Oh, I saw those. Those are really good.
So I've got four packets here, and I'm taking one.
Sometimes. I don't want
you have to have some. We're going to see my skater's impression, because I have a carbonated drink, and I'm going to drink Cherry Coke and Chocolate Pop Rocks.
That's a good
and
work.
Yeah, I'm going to that guy on CSI.
Can I hit your phone?
I am going to die. Who wants to watch me die?
Me!
Shut up.
Tastes like shit.
No, yeah, these are terrible.
Yeah, the chocolate Rice Krispies, this is exactly what it tastes like. Where it gets all soggy in the milk, it's and it's nasty.
It's not very good.
Tastes like shit.
What are you doing?
I have a feeling one of us tonight will probably be vomiting chocolate.
It's probably not and as good as that. I think that's probably better than vomit chocolate. I'll eat the Pop Rocks before
you know,
vomit chocolate.
Dollar store boxes of chocolate taste better than this shit. This week's sponsor.
The chocolate Pop Rocks. They suck.
Did you just lick the entire inside of that?
Yes. Okay, sure, I feel really weird because I'm like buzzed from the reefer.
Did you smoke it?
No, I didn't. I just
one of those weirdos that thinks that they're getting a high from the secondhand smoke from two rooms away.
Oh, shut up.
Mildred reviews the world.
What's her name?
Chastity.
Chastity. Hey, welcome to the podcast, Chastity.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
You're on the radio.
Hello.
You're on
the radio
like
internet
radio.
So you're going to pick a category out here.
Pick out a category.
Number seven. What's number seven?
He's stoned.
You were so fucking stoned.
You know seven. Come on, man. Think. It's after six.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up.
What's six?
What?
Place. Name a place, Chastity.
Bear with them, baby. They're white.
Man, fuck you.
California.
There you go. California.
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 California. Okay. Everybody give my fiance a round of applause, please. Yay, say Chastity. Yay.
Yeah, Chastity.
Chastity Grace.
No, he said no. I'm taking
it. I thought you could have picked that up.
I think it was loud enough.
Might have. Okay,
anyway.
California.
Okay, California. I always wanted to go to California. I think actually I did visit California once, but I was like 1 year old. It's like this
1 year. So from that 1 year, remember about it.
Nothing. Which sucks.
It does.
I've seen like a few pictures of it though.
You know,
it's just weird to think that I have been to California, but I don't, you know. Five thumbs up. It's like the paradise of Earth.
You know?
Everybody, it's like this idealized utopia for like the whole planet.
Fault line, earthquakes, wrath of gods.
Oh, that's part of the.
Wait, we're still talking about California, right?
Yeah, I gotta review this shit. Give me a thumbs up.
Okay, well, what about the part of California, you know, like breaking off and going to hang with Hawaii?
You know? Man, like it happens for like.
You never know. You know, like.
Well, then I would
like
love
tomorrow
to.
That's like that glacier. George Bush gets his way.
I would love to be living there right now.
He's gonna jackhammer the entire state line.
I'll tell you, I lived in Alaska.
That's smart enough to realize it doesn't work. Anyway.
I lived in Alaska, and one of my favorite things about living in Alaska is the earthquakes. Onward ho!
Jeez Louise.
Onward ho!
Five thumbs up and four thumbs
down. And we have a 5 minute diversion point from this point on, motherfuckers.
Diversion?
Yeah, 5 minute diversion point. If you get past 5 minutes, I'm going to punch you in the face. You hear that? Past 5 minutes, time on the topic, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, I've been
so, book.
Huh?
What book?
You have to tell him the name of the book.
Oh.
Megan.
Megan. Holly.
I don't really know.
Playboy.
So, yeah, there we go. Playboy.
I consider myself kind of a porn connoisseur, and I don't like Playboy.
Kind of shit. Shake
your cat.
Is he the only one that gets to talk about it?
All the tit implants and rage with makeup and the whole Susie Orman photography shit. I hate it. I hate Playboy. Playboy sucks. But
Playboy does suck. And,
what about the articles? That's what people
No, 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 no. Yeah. That's bullshit because my dad said he read it for the articles and when he was in Germany. In Germany, they printed in German and he couldn't speak a lick of German. Oh, so yeah. That was a fucking lie.
I would buy a German Playboy.
Besides, no one can read the articles on the pages and stuff together. Let me point that out.
Yeah, that is true.
Regardless.
That happened
with
my dad's
fucking house.
That's a joke.
Next.
I know
what
I'm saying. Next.
Thumbs.
Two.
I agree. You should shave your coochie.
Go on to the next category.
Eight thumbs down for Playboy?
Yeah,
thumbs down.
Four.
Four thumbs down.
I mean, it's not like some Nazi where it's five, but it's four. You know, I've jacked off Playboy. I'll admit. I mean, but two, whatever. There's occasionally some good ones that got good tit jobs, and or if they got natural tits, you know, whatever. But they're always dressing up in some weird way. I just want to see a chick on a bed. Oh, we need to move on to the next
section. Eight.
It's content.
Hey, man.
No. Anything.
Yeah,
I'm playing.
Someone shout something out.
Peace with John, because John's a good guy.
I know, he's cool.
Shake with you, John!
What? Let me see your shirt. Talladega 500.
Yeah, Talladega 500.
That for me.
You lost cool points with that shirt, though.
I fucking hate this shirt.
So someone shout out something.
Why are you wearing a shirt you hate?
Okay, how about Tigger?
I love Chastity Gray.
Tigger.
And he loves the fact that he's a Tigger because there's no other Tiggers except for him. He's
got
a bouncy
tail. You
know what?
Seriously, every single person on that cartoon has something wrong with them mentally.
Yep. That's like every cartoon, man. Everybody on cartoons is like, oh, fuck.
Even Christopher Robin?
Hey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? He's look at you seeing all this shit. He's on something.
pack a bowl for that white boy.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about Tigger.
He said he was leaving like in 10 minutes. That was like
even though,
3 hours ago.
Even though his girlfriend was supposed to kiss you.
I'll give
Which
you a
one?
Kiss. Come here.
Okay.
I'll give you a kiss.
I want tongue. Tongue, by the
way. Alright, so some pot now.
It's whack.
Huh? So some pot.
It's whack.
Okay, fuck.
It's whack.
I got the kiss. He gets the pot.
Okay, musical interlude.
What the fuck?
that was Mildred Reviews the World.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're done with Mildred Reviews the World. Okay.
So now we're going to do
the three-hour segment.
Now we're going to play another song. So Gabriel Ronan.
Robin.
Gabriel Robin and
Bird. Fucked up, we're all fucked up.
This week's game.
We're doing another this versus this. We've got everyone is going to be expert at this one.
Okay.
This is blaxploitation character versus country music artist. This is basically, I'm going to read a list of names. Half these names are country music artists. The other half are characters from blaxploitation films.
All right.
And I'm keeping score, so it's going to be interesting. You guys ready?
Yes, we've been ready.
Cooter Gras.
I think it's blaxploitation.
Yeah, blaxploitation, because I know what a cooter is.
No, I'm going to have to say that that cooter thing.
Country music star.
That's a country music star, by God.
And that's correct.
I knew it was going to be country music star.
All right. Christy Love.
I'm going to have to say that's
a porn star.
No, that's a country music star.
That is a porn star.
I think it's a poor song, yeah.
No, I'm gonna say black exploitation.
It sounds
country,
like a
country music.
It sounds like a country thing, so I'm gonna say black exploitation.
It yeah. is a black exploitation.
Yay!
I knew it.
Okay.
Because I didn't know it.
Kitty Wells.
Black exploitation.
Yeah, black exploitation.
Country star.
Really? Wow.
Truck Turner.
Black exploitation.
Did you realize it's Truck Turner? Is he from Atlanta?
Truck.
Truck. Truck Turner.
His first name is Truck.
That's, yeah. I think like, it's Ted Turner's uncle.
So definitely black exploitation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Is it for real? What do you
I'm serious.
I think it's the other. I think
it's country.
He's gonna get right. I know.
Actually, that is a black exploitation.
What did I say?
You said black exploitation.
Okay.
Skeeter Davis.
Mm.
Other.
Country.
Country.
Mr. Pierce.
Country.
Country is right. Everybody got
it. I can remember it was the one other than the black exploitation. That's what I was
saying. Man, you're fucked up. The Kentucky Headhunters.
I think you want us to think it's like a musical group, but it's actually a black exploitation thing.
I'm going to have to agree with the man like, over here on the right. Mr.
It's like
Milford.
An FBI. So
you guys are both saying black exploitation? Okay.
I'm going to say black exploitation.
Tammy's going to get right.
Tammy's right.
I knew it. Fuck.
Tammy goes in the lead. All
right. Yay for vagina.
How come I always know I'm
That's
wrong?
Mean Johnny Barrows.
Black exploitation.
Yeah,
black
exploitation. Because it sounds like a...
Black exploitation.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just going with the opposite of what I think it is.
P.D. Wheatstraw.
Can I switch all my points? Yeah. Switch my strategy.
P.D. Wheatstraw.
P.D. Wheatstraw?
I'm going to have to say that P.D. Wheatstraw
it's,
is
It sounds so country, it's black exploitation.
Black exploitation.
Country.
It is a black exploitation.
Yes.
Ah!
See, I switched my strategy in-game. I'm going to win.
Moon Mullican.
Moon
Mullican.
Mullican?
With a C, not a G.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah, I thought so too. It could have been a typo.
Can
I
have stain on that one?
Blaxploitation.
Can I stain?
I'm going to say black.
You won't get any points either way.
I know.
So you might as well say something.
Yeah, I don't think
Got
it's either.
Got a 50-50 chance.
I don't
chance.
Think it's either.
Yeah. 5 minutes. Let's
oh,
keep going.
Shit. Someone's getting punched. first one.
That would be country
Alphabetically.
Store? You're saying country store?
Oh, I think B comes before C.
Okay, Blaxploitation. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with country.
Nerd.
Country.
Tammy and St. Hilaire, right.
Motherfucker. Oh, all up in your melon.
Willie Dynamite.
Blaxploitation.
Country.
Blaxploitation.
That is Blaxploitation.
Seen it, done it.
How good am I? It's so sad. I'm so good.
Rascal Flatts.
Which is why I do not indulge
country.
In any of that. Yo, that's what I'm saying. I'm
Rascal like, Flatts.
Negative. I don't believe that they indulge in anything.
Yeah, they're more
bullshit.
Like...
They're country.
Country?
Yeah.
So you say country?
I have no idea what I said.
You said country, right, Tammy?
I said black exploitation.
Okay, because you said the opposite. And it is country. So St. Talaw and Sir Mildred Pierce, good point. Sweet, sweet back.
That sounds like some good black exploitation. That sounds
yeah,
like...
Yeah, black exploitation. Agree with that.
I'm going to go with country.
That is actually black exploitation.
Yeah.
As in Sweet Sweetback's badass movie.
Oh dear.
Lefty Frizzle.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sounds like a left-handed guitarist. I'm gonna go country.
Country artist.
Country artist.
Yeah. It is country artist. It is Tammy.
Yay!
Who knew? Sonny Carson.
Sounds so country. Going with the other one. Whatever the other one.
Yeah. Okay.
Country.
What did I say?
The only one who's left is St. Hilaire.
Oh.
I said country.
You all said country? No, it was Blaxploitation.
Weak.
Friday Foster.
I thought I said Blaxploitation.
Black.
You did say Blaxploitation. I'm sorry.
Black.
Country people get drunk on fire, so I'm going to go with country.
And I'm going to have to go with Momentum.
I know
Tammy
someone?
Was right. That was a Blaxploitation character.
I forgot they got drunk on fire, too.
Lenny and the Piss Poor Boys.
Black.
Ooh. Lenny?
Lenny and the Piss Poor Boys.
He's a black politician.
Saint Olaf?
Thank
you. Well, it's obvious that he's just trying to exploit the black folks because of the way that, you know, he came across with his name and his purpose.
So you're saying black exploitation?
I'm going to say that the fucker is black exploiting the whole...
You were all wrong. That's country.
I knew it.
Bastard!
Brother John!
Black!
Can suck my dick.
Hey, wait.
He's like a priest.
We're talking about Brother John here. He's in the clergy.
Can suck my dick.
You're not young enough.
Isn't that from like Robin Hood?
Oh shit, he said that shit.
Robin Hood?
No, you're thinking of Little John.
Little John, whatever was it? What was it?
Brother John.
Brother John, Little John. Wasn't he a brother, like something, some kind of monk?
Robin Hood's a merry man.
You're thinking of Friar Tuck.
Yeah, Friar Tuck.
Man, okay. Are you fucked up?
No, I just got, like, I'm an ignorant motherfucker about Robin Hood. So, it's a Christian country man.
Tammy is right. Blaxploitation.
The fall asleep zone?
No.
Man, Tammy is in the lead now.
Fucked up.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm holding on.
Okay. Rosie Cash.
Country.
It's the other one.
Blaxploitation?
Yes.
Country.
Ah!
Just so I don't always make them obvious.
I know, I'm just...
Oh, shit.
It's hard to guess a strategy.
I fucked up. I actually put one on here twice. First time I've ever done that.
Oh, what was that? What was that? Let's do it.
Easy one. See if, Friday
see
Foster.
See if we remember.
No. I forgot which one that was.
Yeah, we all did. Okay, okay.
Friday Foster
I
did, again.
Didn't I say, like, I said country people get drunk home? I think it's the Blaxploitation.
Oh,
I remember.
Yeah, it was the Blaxploitation, because I got that one right.
Saints Law. Friday Foster, again, for the second time.
Blaxploitation.
Yes, you all got that one right for some reason.
I was hoping I'd only get it right.
Okay, last but not least, Diamond Rio.
Ooh, that's the first thing I had in mind was the Blaxploitation.
Black.
Okay, country?
That's a country.
Diamond Rio, man.
It is country.
Yes.
Who knows who won that shit?
I do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
And believe it or not, the winner was Sir Mildred Pierce.
Yes.
Yay! This never happens. The home team never wins.
That's because I wasn't
thinking. You got 13 points. Tammy didn't do bad with 11, and Saints Law kind of lagged behind with 10.
Didn't I start
but
out
that's
like,
still not bad. That's only 3 points behind.
Didn't I start out shitty and then predicted that I would win?
So, anyway.
I did not.
I did this on purpose because of that, and because I've never played anything in the genre. I'm going to play a song by Diamond Rio.
Okay.
Cool.
Who the fuck that is?
Wish I had a car. Top rope down, music to fly. Follow that girl all over town to see. Norma Jean Ryder gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with a puppy on a string. Looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Ryder gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna notice me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest style. Get her on the dance floor and after a while. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna do this. A song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes, bring her to tears with my heart felt on the deep. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall on me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna fall on me. Everybody says, we'll be right back.
y'all, but I really want a line dance.
Yeah.
You should make up a line dance for that.
In this room?
Not right now.
Right here, right now. You'll see it. It's going to happen. So this is our last guest spot where we talk about police stuff with our cop friend. So check it out. I'll say it's a lie, goes to sleep.
This is chilling. This is chilling, man.
The guest spot.
Now, I do have a funny officer story.
Funny, okay.
But I can't mention his name.
Does he have a nickname?
We'll call him the Big L.
The Big L. Is he a lesbian?
No, but close. He's about 6'7" and about 250 pounds. I mean, he's a big, massive guy. And he was outside of Atlanta, and he was speeding, and he got pulled over by, I don't even know what county it was, Gwinnett County or something like that.
Yeah.
When they pulled him over, I mean, he's a huge black guy. He gets out, and he's wearing a blonde wig and a dress. And some knee-high boots, and he had on some Tammy Faye makeup. And when they caught him, you know, they didn't know he was who he was until he ran his name and all that. And eventually word got back, the sheriff of this county, or the sheriff of this county is like, you know, it's pretty bad when you got to hire cross-dressers to work the streets. I mean,
hey, he's got a whole line of, you know, police work ahead of him, which he could do, you know?
Yeah, but he's not one of those guys you really want to ask about it, because he could squash you.
More ways than one.
Yeah, really. I just can't imagine.
So, some other interesting characters.
Oh, let's see. I will say this. The county I work for has a bad habit, and I've noticed this is a trend. They like to pick on homeless drunks a lot.
Yeah.
This is true. They know where these guys are. They know they don't have any home. The only thing they do is drink. So they bring in the same guys over and over and over and over and over again. There's one named Manny Moe. And he comes in and he goes, I've been drinking the vodka again. And he smells like teetotal ass shit, like bad. Like last time he was in, we lost his clothes, so they gave him a jail uniform.
Yeah.
And when they brought him back, he was still in the jail uniform.
So yeah, that was the last of our guest spots featuring our unnamed friend with his voice disguise. Think of that, Saint.
That shit was bad. Tio's voice is amazing. Tio's lyrics were amazing.
That's right. That was our guest spot.
This day in history.
We're gonna talk about Guy Fawkes Day.
Ah, Guy Fawkes.
You wanna talk about Guy Fawkes Day, mate?
I think that it would be wonderful for us to be able to
blow up Congress building.
I think it would be fucking great. And then have the government cover it up, utilizing Fox Network and all of its other
shit, man. They'd never be
Guy Fawkes Network.
Syndicates. It's a fucking scheme. It's a fucking plot.
They never cover up, I don't think. They never really cover that shit up.
Fox News. Dude, do you realize that they put fluoride in our water? Fluoride is one of the main ingredients in Paxson Prozac.
Like with the fluoride and the
try to make us subservient and shit.
Yeah, there are other ingredients in Paxson and Prozac that you also take that are other things that you probably don't have a problem with. Just because they share ingredients doesn't mean they're the same thing. I mean, it's not like they put...
Stop sticking up for the government, you fucking pig.
First of all, the government doesn't stick fucking Paxil. I mean, I'm just being honest.
Our water tastes pretty funny, though.
Well, I don't drink North Augusta water, but it's contaminated with other shit.
There might be something in there. Like, there's like some mad scientist at the other end of that pipe dumping something in there. Because it tastes like weird.
And what did they get out of it exactly?
Paxil?
Yeah, what does the government get out of putting Prozac in? Where's the payoff there?
They're all like...
In 15 minutes, I'm gonna be the only one conscious.
No, I'm awake.
And then I'm gonna donkey punch
you. Y'all, you want to?
I'm awake. I'm just very tired.
I'm awake. I'm good.
So, I have no idea what we're doing. So, go ahead and move the podcast along.
Okay, so that was this day in history.
Yeah, Guy Fawkes Day. Yeah.
And so,
y'all are crazy, man. I can stay talkative when I'm drunk and high or whatever.
That was SOD with the song called Kill Yourself.
You play all the motherfucking songs you want to play while I'm fucked up in medicine. If it sounds like that, I'll be fine. That's what they're doing. They're chilling out to the music. They're chilling out to the...
They actually laid down...
They have turned...
Tammy, she's snoring.
I'm not snoring.
You were snoring!
Hi!
Okay, that's cool.
You're being recorded.
I don't care. They've turned into the audience. So, occasionally maybe you'll hear a reaction from the audience. It's somewhat doubtful, though.
Yes.
So. Your bed's very comfortable, by the way.
I know.
Okay.
First make... Oh, wait. You guys came at just the right time. We're doing the advice call. Have a seat.
Awesome. Do you guys go to the park?
Did you know about the concept of the advice call?
The park was open.
And we swung on the swing.
Oh, well, good.
This is play open.
You found it easy?
Did you fuck him?
No.
Did you fuck him?
On the bloody swing.
No, on the bouncy thingies.
Oh.
The tiger wouldn't stay bouncy. Okay, the duck, you know, was broken. And then the horsey, it worked.
No, that's a whole weird...
fucking because
it's not only in public, but you're on a child's toy.
Dude,
the fucking tiger, the head was so big, I got on it and it went straight down.
It went down on you, basically.
Yeah, it went down on you.
Everybody's saying it's perverted.
Okay.
So anyway...
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
So, we're going to start... I've got three movies in a row alphabetically. I'm going to read them in reverse alphabetical order, starting with... Saw 3.
Everybody knows Saw 3, man. It's going to be people getting caught up and walking through whatever. Okay. They're getting killed.
Jigsaw, the psychotic lesson giver, is on his deathbed but has hired an apprentice and kidnapped a nurse to keep him alive long enough to put one final death riddle. Yeah. He's going to put on, like he's going to produce.
Oh, okay.
He's in charge, but he's not actually doing the killing. Supposedly. So, I never saw the second one. But that would be that would be the twist. That he's actually doing the killing.
Okay, in the first one it was just two guys, and the second one it was a group of people.
Was there a twist?
The second one really sucked.
Yeah. Was there a twist at least? Some kind of good twist?
Yeah, there was a twist, and I saw it coming. Like there were a couple twists, and I saw every single one of like a mile away.
What about the twist in the first one?
In fact, I think I saw the second twist like as soon as it started. I was like blah 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 blah, and I was like, oh shit, I was right. And I was like, damn, I feel disappointed.
It was Danny Glover.
No.
Yeah.
That was the twist.
Equally sucks.
And you couldn't get a cat.
Well, did you like the twist in the first one, at least?
Yes, I thought the first one was phenomenal. I thought the first one was one of the best horror movies I've seen in a long time. That's why I was incredibly disappointed with the second one, because I had high expectations for it.
Okay, put it like this. Halloween last year, I went with Todd and his sister to see the second one.
It's the same Todd who's on the show regularly.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was not expecting it. Never heard of the first one.
You saw the first one?
Yeah.
I guess it's weird.
First 5 minutes of the second one, if nobody's seen it, there's a guy in an Iron Maiden who's captured an Iron Maiden. And, well, actually, he kind of wakes up in a room. And what happens is the key to get out of the Iron Maiden is surgically embedded in the back of his eye. So, basically, he has dig out his eye to be able to get the key to unlock this Iron Maiden. He has 1 minute to do it. Of course he dies. And I burst into tears after the dude died and was crying and screaming and upset throughout the entire movie.
There's also high.
No, it was not. There's also another.
This is the second time you're high, then.
There's another part of the movie where there's a pit of syringe needles. I went home and I burst into tears and was up until 2 in the morning crying. It got to the point where one of my roommates had to actually lay next to me in bed at night. I was so terrified. I was actually scared until about Christmas time when I finally got over it. And the funny thing is, November.
I don't think you should see the first one.
The first one came out on DVD, and we went out to Movie Stop, whatever, to get some. It's movies, and I saw it there, and I was just curious and rented it, and we watched it in a very small, TV screen, and all the lights in the room were on, and I still got scared, but not as scared as I did when I saw the second one.
Yeah.
Really, the second one was shit.
Yeah, but consider like she didn't know what to expect because she never saw the first one, and it's just so out there, you know. And plus, seeing it on the big screen, you know, I can understand what she's saying. It's gross. It's a gross ass motherfucking movie.
It is gross. But it's not...
That's because you went there looking for a good
plot. The acting is really bad. The dialogue was written by, a third grader. The characters were not believable, so it didn't draw me into the movie. If it didn't draw me into the movie, I couldn't get scared.
But it's still gross. If you put that thing in, a time machine and sent it back to, the 50s, that thing would be, I mean, somebody saw that in the 50s.
That
would overthrow a civilization.
I never watched horror movies.
Nasty.
It is a torture film.
I know, and they would they never see these special effects.
The people who made it said it's not a horror film. They called it a sadism film.
Whatever.
So between 1 and 10 stars, or 2?
I'm giving it 2 stars. That sounds like shit. But he's got like an apprentice. Who's gonna apprentice to a serial killer?
One and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually had an apprentice.
I know, but pulling this shit off.
Okay, moving on. Running with Scissors. Novelist Augustine Burroughs' best-selling recital of his early days, where his incapable parents handed him off to his mother's therapist, and he was raised by his bizarre extended family. The star-studded cast features Gwyneth Paltrow, Alec Baldwin, and Annette Bening. Not a love film, but
what?
It's a film about
five
family.
Stars. Five stars.
Five stars.
Fuck it.
Running with Scissors sounds like a kid's movie.
Unless somebody gets killed with scissors while they're running. I'll give it 7, right?
I don't think anybody gets killed. It is rated R, so maybe there are some. Maybe it turns into Saw like halfway through. Like his family.
Yeah, people are like
bumped off one by one by a bizarre serial killer
who's
teaching morality plays to them through the.
I'll say.
No, that's a good one.
Huh?
David Fincher.
Who? You talking about?
Brad Pitt. Morgan Freeman.
That's who's in this?
This is in 7.
Oh, 7. I thought you were still talking about Saw.
I'm going to say 5, because I expect it to be mediocre, but not 2.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah, like 3.
You
should say 4. You okay. Can't be that bad.
I haven't even heard of this movie.
What's it called? Running with Scissors?
Yes, it's called Running with Scissors. It's a martial arts called The Protector. Elephants. A fighter travels to Australia to retrieve stolen elephants that were originally promised to the King of Thailand. Expect plenty of action as... Tony Jaa uses Muay Thai moves against his elephant.
Maui?
Like
New Zealand?
M-U-A-Y. I don't know how that's pronounced. Against his elephant-stealing foes. So it's a martial arts film.
About elephants.
About stolen elephants.
Who's that? Who's that? Was it? Was it? Was it?
Tony
Jaa.
Jaa, man.
I'll give it 7. I want to see it.
A very martial arts name, too. I think kind of a generic martial arts name. I'm probably the same like 6.
What's the name?
It's called Annie Hall.
The Protector, and it sounds like a very good movie. But I do find a funny Kung Fu and elephant.
I want to see elephants in Australia. And they're native.
Are they native to Australia?
That's
no.
That's why they have a power.
Right.
Yeah.
Elephant's the thing with the four wheels that you push.
All right, okay.
And it makes this the little twinkly music when it drives up and it's hit by ice cream. Elephant, right?
I want some ice cream.
I bet you do.
Thanks, sir. Don't say ice cream.
Ice cream.
Don't talk about Ben and Jerry.
I'm going to play another song while we eat some delicious chocolatey ice cream.
Yay!
Little chunks in it. No,
okay.
Play a song.
Let's do that.
You revoke all your song playing rights.
Do you want to play a song?
No.
Ready? Here we go.
No. What's your favorite song?
Could you see the world through my mind's eye song? Say I live the life of a wild child, come. Let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I was wrong. If I run, how could you see the world through my mind's eye song? Say I live the life of a wild child, come. Let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I was wrong. After so many years, I could see a dry heart that cried so many tears. I wasn't what she visioned. Graduating high school, going to college, that was missing. You ain't living here for free, that's what she mentioned. Then I got a familiar gut feeling, like when she had to bail me out. And my homie bailed out and got me locked in. I guess in the tears I'm paying for my sins. Every day I pray to God, but he won't let me in. The devil got a grip, he won't let me win. I ain't been close to my mom since that mall incident. We ain't had a good conversation and I'm missing it. It's been days on end and a nigga still counting. With so much passion, I could cry. Tell fountain. Her patience getting thin. Had a rough childhood growing. I ain't had too many friends. That's why I'm built up with emotions. No homo, that's why I turned to smoking. Souls is broken. But why hold my head down? Cause I don't wanna see me cry. So I turn her walked away and wiped the tears from my eyes. If I run, how could you see the world through my mind's eyes? So say I live the life of a wild child. Come, let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I went wrong. If I run, how could you see the world through my mind's eyes? So say I live the life of a wild child. Come, let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I went wrong. He try to come back here for a minute, and then the next he disappears off the map. Vision's clear that he's crap. I probably hurt him if I didn't have my mom on insight or a rap to her. It's one love and a kiss to the sky. Beauty like a dove, spread her wings and fly while she taking me under. Do she love me? I never have to wonder. They say love is warm. Well, she makes it feel like summer. And when she starts to cry, then I swear it starts to thunder and I'm stuck in the rain. Plus, I wish this world was never filled with pain. Without my mom, I think I'd go insane. About all the love that she brings, on my soul is a stain. They say that you should never be ashamed. When I was down to call her name and she came, I put her face in a frame. Now I got it tattered on my brain. You know how they say we one in the same. I'm calling on her name, and when I'm down and out, she come when I'm out, no doubt. If I run, how could you see the world through my mind's eyes? So say I live the life of a wild child. Come, let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I went wrong. If I run, how could you see the world through my mind's eyes? So say I live the life of a wild child. Come, let me paint a picture for your thoughts so you can see all my faults and why I went wrong.
To be da 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 and fit this little shape, and I don't.
And now we're going to hear some loss. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us, Saints of Law.
My brain hurts.
Anyway.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Oh, our podcast is not normally like this.
No, it's not. It's normally not this insane. Yeah, so.
I think. From now on, we're going to have to stop doing drugs and podcast drugs. Because it turns Johnny into a zombie.
Johnny's fucking hungry.
Like, we can put some human flesh in front of him right now.
No.
Yeah.
No, I actually have a fiance, so that I wouldn't actually do what he just mentioned.
What, eat human flesh because you have a fiance?
What?
It depends. If you're referring to, like, eat the pussy of human flesh?
No, like if I hacked off someone's arm and cooked it up for you,
like he's
sticking around too much.
He's being a bit
just like, I'd probably fucking eat it, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
But
if there wasn't, like, something else to eat?
If I just put it in front of him and had the right spices and the aroma of freshly cooked meat had wafted
and
into
herbs.
His nostrils? I mean,
herbs and spices.
Yeah.
So... I'm good. All right, thank you.
Night, man.
Good night. Okay, who wants to hear some advice column?
I'll give advice. You're okay. Awesome, dude.
Are you guys leaving?
Dude, you don't know.
They'll be back. Use warp speed.
Unless you use.
Why am I not in my room?
Are you holding?
Holding what?
Holding.
Wow, for a pothead, you're... Damn!
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
Someone here want to explain what I mean when I say, are you holding to him?
Do you need to pay
attention? Do you have any illegal substances on you?
If you're holding yourself, you definitely...
No, actually, I do have half an... about half an ounce of my house.
And he pulls out the ice drink.
I want one. I want an ice mint.
So I'm going to play another song to see you guys off. Pause
to make sure.
Megan left.
Again?
Yeah. For real this time.
Dang it, fuck.
Zombie, pirate, ninja, robot, monkey news. Phil Metal.
Okay, zombie dancers aim for world record. Okay. A group of people dressed as zombies reenacted the music video to Michael Jackson's Thriller on Sunday in the hope that they would set a world record. 60 people descended on Toronto's Harbourfront Community Center in a zombie makeup and shredded clothes to form the iconic dance moves in what the organizer hopes will be the first of many performances. So, that's cool. Okay. Yeah, I'm going.
No, you are.
I want to be in that.
That sounds like fun.
Group wants to smash, comma, destroy zombie record. Okay, this is the competition. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How many zombies do you need in one place to set a world record? A group of people attempted to answer that question on Sunday at a mall near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This would have been fun to go to. So
yeah.
Several hundred of the undead gathered at the Monroeville Mall, site of the classic horror film Dawn of the Dead. Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
The group was attempting to earn entry into the Guinness Book of World Records for most zombies gathered in one location.
I have a hard time believing that's a real... World Records entry.
You'll see. I wonder if they broke it. So, the official count of Sunday's meeting has not yet been released, but the organizers said they're confident they earned the record. I wonder if they beat the movie account.
I don't know.
They probably weren't all there in one location, so. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're about like zombies.
I mean,
like,
a lot has turned into a zombie. Look at that.
There's no word on how many cans of brains were collected.
That's pretty funny, isn't it?
I guess, considering I didn't read the line before, I don't think.
Well, just let's follow that up with a song. I know just a song to play.
Okay. Play something about zombies.
Yes, I'm going to play.
Just not any, like, white.
Hell Bleaky Sextet.
There you go.
Thank you.
singer started to make his rhyme. All the zombies rattling their bones in time. One bystander had this to say. It was a treat to see the zombies break away. Singing back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I know that already. Back to back, belly to belly. And the zombie just roaring. Back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I know that already. Back to back, belly to belly. And the zombie just roaring. One female zombie, she wouldn't behave. She kept on leaping out of the grave. In one hand she had a quart of rum, and the other was Donkey Kong drum. Singer started to make his rhyme. All the zombies rattling their bones in time. One bystander had this to say. It was a treat to see the zombie break away. Singing back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I don't that already. Back to back, belly to belly. And the zombie jump roaring. Back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I don't that already. Back to back, belly to belly. And the zombie jump roaring.
Except it's about zombies.
It's
so
like
the little zombie mermaid song.
Yeah, that'd be a great
thing.
So I think.
Very different.
The weather report.
On MetaBaby, there's actually only one page. It's been like that lately, so. It's the same old shit.
Is that what the page says?
No. It's the page that says... we are the beautiful, the vapid, and the photo buckets. And then it's a bunch of stuff. Tarkovsky Award, the Zach Garland squeal of approval, etc., etc.
Have you been to MetaBaby.com yet?
Mm-mm.
It's a very weird page. We'll go ahead and change it. Fuck off. That's what I usually put.
Nice.
So on Sketchzilla, this is kind of like MetaBaby, except the structure's more set, and you can change, like, the content, but not the form. Lemurs and whiny pulling shit cocks. I don't know what that means. That's what a headline says on Sketchzilla 2. Hey, you learn a lot of skill, but my true strengths lie in death. And steam engines have been rediscovered, and they... Or after Randy Beeman, but ketchup on his bed, and he woke up and there was nothing there. And lemurs, the size of a lemur, is 14 to 14 months old. That's the first sentence. Onward. So.
That's great. And we're going to play. I think it's a good thing to end this episode off because it's been so damn weird if I can find it. You've known a process, I don't. Giorgio Moroder, Midnight Express. So. Check it out. How's it pronounced?
Giorgio. It's Italian.
Giorgio.
What was the last sign?
Moriador?
Moriador.
Moriador, I guess?
I can't see it, so.
Mo Rider?
Mo Rider.
Mo Rider. Okay, so you've been listening to Podcast 21, our most...
Yeah.
This is probably our most bizarre podcast ever.
Other than
the 18. We kept getting off subject.
And there's that other one.
What other one?
The one with us.
What, the one with Dave?
No, there's a different one.
What are you talking about?
Well, the first one with...
What, the 18 one that got deleted? Because that one was pretty weird, too.
Well, it's just you and me. So.
Oh.
I don't remember what I'm doing, but it's very strange. It's been bizarre.
Ooh.
Shout out to Saint Talash. Shout out to the League of Extraordinary MCs.
Shout out to fucking Doggy Biscuits and Cookies.
Doggy Biscuits and Cookies. Shout out to Molly.
Cookies and...
Shout out to Megan and John.
Yeah.
Tammy for being on the show. Thanks a lot, Tammy.
Hi.
Hope you had a good time.
I did have a good time. I don't like being called Tamara.
Aww.
A blur of drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, let's see. I got high.
This was the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically. So, shout out to those of you out there listening. Shout out to Kazi Cats, Todd, Dave. Shout out to Philip. Thanks for listening to the show.
From the Philippines.
Start fucking commenting, you bastard. Shout out to Artbook.
I never did get to diss... We didn't Lance Crawl, did I?
No. Talk about that.
No, we'll do it the next show. We'll do it the next show.
Shout out to Lance Crawl.
I already told him on the comments that I didn't like it. I mean, I liked it.
For real, Lance, I loved your TV show, and I thought the podcast was okay. I liked it.
It was too gimmicky. We're going to talk about it.
I couldn't hear myself listening to it, like...
I'll just say the only plan is I just want to hear the real Lance Crawl. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear the character.
I thought the character was... It was clever.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Anyway, I would like to give one last shout-out. Okay. To John, because I really do love him, and I do feel bad about what happened, and I really hope he fucks her, because that would make me so happy. I know that sounds weird.
How many girlfriends say that?
As long as he videotapes it.
As long as he doesn't really enjoy it, because the dude that I
want to fuck him, but not enjoy it.
The dude,
I want it to be bad sex.
No, seriously. Let's just start recording of John snoring. He's got louder.
Here's Saint Talah.
Saint Talah, shout outs.
Good night. You should put it over the whole scratch. Just scratch to that.
Okay, bye.
Please relax and prepare for takeoff. Wow.
MCR pop rock, boom! Oh god! And over here is a boom! Oh, holy shit!
Okay.
And our meth lab is still intact.